He looked and he saw his dad, John Hancock, on a brand new 15-year contract. He goes, so that, what do I do? They go, well, you're not leaving. You leave, that's a breach of contract, and you're going to owe us $7.6 billion.
Because only the tough survive. That's the reason you ain't in it. And this punk holding the camera reading he ain't in it. Reading these rednecks out here ain't in it because it's a tough business.
Terrific.
What, is that all you got?
I'll ask you the standard question. You know?
Standard question.
I think this is fake.
You think it's fake?
What the hell
is
wrong with you? That's open hand slap, huh?
Welcome to the Fourth Opinion Show.
You have made a huge mistake. And if I ever see you in person, I am telling you on camera, please don't edit this out. I will rip you from limb to limb for destroying my reputation in your phony book full of lies, calling me a somebody who just wants to gain attention to themselves and a has-been. That's all I have to say about this, Jericho.
Yeah. Hello, everyone. Hello and welcome. Welcome, one and all, to the Sports Opinion Show. I, of course, am your host, as always, every week, broadcasting to you live from San Leandro, California. How are you all doing? I hope everybody is having a great Friday so far. Speaking of that, I hope everybody had a fantastic, fantastic month. Or, as a friend of mine had said on social media, that July was the most boring month for him. I don't know. That I don't see how you can make July a boring month when you've got the 4th of July, and then in most places now, and at least here in the area, we have quite a few fairs in the area. So, you know, I'm just not sure how that can be extremely, extremely possible for July to be the most boring month. But that's okay. We're through with that now. We're all over that. Today is Friday, August 1st. 2014. Ladies and gentlemen, I tell you, we've got a jam-packed show today, with our title subject that this is real life. This is real life, and I'm going to explain that in just a second and get into all the chaos and all the controversy and all the rumors. That's what starts everything, rumors. Because this is real life, and people just—they think, well, you know, that this is okay and that's okay. You know, I'm not going to get in trouble because it's not real life. Well, you better wake up and smell the coffee about that, ladies and gentlemen. In just 30 minutes from now, like I said, it's going to be a jam-packed show. Cantrell, who was a former host here on Blog Talk Radio, he had an awesome show. It still does. It's called The Shoot. He used to co-host with the Alan Martin, who's been on the show more than once as my guest here, and guest co-host and, you know, commentary personnel. Yes, but those two used to co-host and do their own show together. Gary Cantrell would like to call in and talk about, you know, something that he's starting up very soon. I won't give that away, so I'll let him deal with that when he calls in. Yeah, because he had to send me a message on social media saying, "Hey, Alan Martin told me you do a program. I didn't know you were still doing a program." I said, "What? Come on now. Don't give me that." So he said, well, could, you know, can I come on your program? And, you know, we worked out details, and I said, yeah, sure, come on, and I'll have you come on right before commercial break. So, you know, as I'm finally able to get into the chat room with Roger Noriega. Oh, my God, time out. We've got Roger Noriega, the president of the Evil Empire. That's what we at NDB Media Network, all the network personnel call it. The president of NDB Media, Roger Noriega, in the chat room, along with DDP. What is going on? I'm sure I'll see everybody else getting into the chat room. Oh my God, it's right, Roger. I'm sure Coffee and others of you will join in. Like I said, it's a jam-packed show. Gary Cantrell will be calling in about 30 minutes. But until then, all this craziness, I tell you. Speaking of real life, we're going to talk about real life and we'll deal with that after Gary calls in and talks about what he wants to talk about. Like I said, I'm not going to give away what he has to say. But, ladies and gentlemen, Roger, I'm always, and you can even ask DDP, I'm always in the chat room. It's just my my little computer tower, you know. I need to get another one. This one is all. Well, I'll explain that to you later, Roger. Roger sitting back and relaxing and probably enjoying a snack and probably something cold to drink. Since it's 85 degrees here in San Leandro, California. Not sure how it is for Roger and others of my Southern California friends down there. I'm sure it's hotter than a toothpick down there. Here it's only 85. 85 is not that bad. It's not that hot. Oh, wow. I think this is going to be an awesome show so far. But I am shocked, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you how shocked I am. I mean, could I have picked a better topic to talk about? That this is real life? Is this real life? Because I am shocked. What is going on in the world of sports? And can this actually be legal? Can they get away with this? I know everybody's going, okay, you always do this. Why do you always do this? Why can't you make any sense? Well, I'm the only one and only Matt Alvarez. I never make sense. At least that's what girls tell me anyways. No, but seriously, check this out. I was shocked 2 days ago. I'm checking in with social media, Facebook and Twitter and everything. And Wednesday at 9 a.m., I see the most outlandish thing I've ever seen. With all my friends posting and going, oh, hell no. Like, what is going on here? My friend ends up talking about the fact that she's like, well, we're very upset about this. And it's a huge thing right now, the fact that the Oakland Raiders, I know not many Raider fans, in internet radio. So you're probably not a Raider fan, so you... DDP, our very own DDP in the chat room, I'm sure... He damn sure is not a Raiders fan, but DDP, this might be a little of importance to you, pal, because the NFL has said that, well, you know, we might just give full authority to the Raiders anyway. As we welcome guest 945 into the chat room. But DDP, check this out. The Raiders are saying that they have full permission to go to Texas. Why would the Raiders need to go to Texas? And whose dumbass idea was this? Again, I know. I'm not making sense, but I'm going to tell you about this, why this doesn't make sense at all in the first place. I know I mentioned the word idiot, and whose dumbass idea was this? Well, it was Al Davidson's son. He just likes to jump to conclusions and make all these plans, things that he did not know about. I mean, you heard it in my audio. You hear it every week in my audio clip when I start the show, when I start to, you know, when I talked about that if you leave the city of, if you leave the city, you're going to owe the city $2.5 million to almost $3 million. And that was from an old, one of the old shows that I did about 2 or 3 years ago, maybe even longer than that. See, I don't remember. I don't even remember. But in the reason why that's part of the audio clip for opening the show is because it's of true importance. And what that has to do with in the opening audio clip is I was mentioning Al Davis talking about that years ago he wanted to try and, 4 years ago, he wanted to try and go down to L.A. Well, you've already got the Chargers. You've got the Steelers. I mean, and now they want to, now that Al Davidson's gone, his son says, we need to go to Texas. DDP, I don't know about how you and all the other Texans feel about that. could Texans people really relate to people invading, with the Raiders invading Texas? Oh, hold on. I know we're going to get really opinionated now. The one and only, Roger, get ready for this. I'm sure you see him as well. Coffee is in the chat room. Oh, Coffee, shut up. How many times do we have to go through this? Both here in the chat room and on social media as well. You know, damn well I'm not an A's fan. I'm a Giant fan, man. Yeah, a lot of my Oakland A's fans, the true Oakland A's fans, my friends and other family members, they're very upset about this. Why are we signing away guys when they just got a new contract? I'm like, oh, you guys are all whiny now. See, everybody should just jump to the Giants. We don't have to worry about losing guys in their first year. That's because we have a way of making them feel welcome and we give them a reason, a good reason, to stay, okay? And everybody says, oh, yeah, if that's so true, what happened with Jeff Kent? What happened with Barry Bonds? Well, barred from me for being a true Giants fan, but I will tell you the truth that I've never revealed here on the show. Well, maybe on my original channel before joining NDB Media Network. And I'm sure nobody else on the network but probably, with all due respect, Roger, probably not even have the guts to say this. But let's face it. The only reason years ago why the Giants got rid of Barry Bonds because, hello, avid drug user, first lying about it, and then admitting, no, I did do steroids, I'm sorry. Jeff Kent, how come I don't have $1.5 million contract, damn it? Screw this. I want out of my contract. Week after week after week with Jeff Kent being a damn crybaby. So we said, fine, you're fired. You're released from your contract. Get out of here. We don't have time for crybabies and the Giants. There, now everybody knows the reasons about that. Yeah, I know. I know. They really screwed Barry Bonds' coffee by keeping him out of the Hall of Fame. But yeah, I mean, dang. Back to the original story. I wonder how Texans, how all of Texans, as a matter of fact, because they might end up, they're trying to get them a place to play in San Antonio. That way they can become the San Antonio Raiders. But one thing is for sure, we've all agreed that this is not going to happen. We're going to boycott this. Eric Williams, are you on the line?
What's going on, Matt?
What's going on, man?
Hanging out.
Oh, just hanging out, huh?
Yep.
Do you think this is really going to happen, Eric?
What?
That the Oakland Raiders should become the San Antonio Raiders.
I have no idea.
Man, how would you feel if your football team left?
Be pissed?
Yeah, by going to some other state.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Roger. I'm sure you did. I'm sure you did. Roger Tarbreaker sent the chat for me and said, San Antonio Raiders? What the fuck? He said, oh my God, I just vomited in my mouth. And ladies and gentlemen, I know for the last 2 or 3 weeks I've been saying that we're going to get ready, we're going to get you pumped up here for NFL season. We've got plenty of time for that. We've got like 4 to 6 weeks. But actually, for those of you that follow me on social media, I was wrong. I am so sorry. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. NFL season, well, the preseason anyway, starts next Friday.
No, it actually starts tomorrow, Sunday.
Eric Williams likes to do this once in a while. Do we have to argue like this on air? It's supposed to take place off the air before the show. I have my
I'm going to pull it up.
I have my schedule in front of me. That was given to me
by
your
Raiders schedule. Your Raiders schedule, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's what I'm focused on. Never mind.
Yeah, when is the Hall of Fame game? I'm pretty sure I've been hearing people at work say it all day. Oh, start Sunday. Let me check.
Wow.
I want to make sure I'm right. And it says Sunday, August 3rd, which is tomorrow, or 2 days from now, excuse me.
Yeah, two days from now.
The Giants play the Bills. We'll be playing against the Bills.
Wow.
Matt Alvarez, how does it feel to be wrong?
I'll deal with it. Man, it feels weird, huh, Eric, that we're actually going to start calling football season this early?
Man, I think we should get everybody pumped up for the anniversary show.
Yeah, the anniversary show is coming up.
What day is that?
Well, I've decided rather than doing two shows in the same week, one being the anniversary show and the other the regular show, I set everything up for August 15th. Eric Williams is also second
shows.
Birthday.
You should do two shows.
You really think I should, huh? I should do one on regular for the anniversary show on the 18th and then go back to regular on the 15th? Nah, I don't know.
What was that? I didn't believe.
I said, so you really think I should do the regular anniversary show on the 18th?
Yeah, I mean, I like doing the regular anniversary show. I like how it is every year. Don't change it.
All right, I'll set it up for you know, the 18th of the anniversary show.
Or you can do one show and then do it. Just make...
Just make what, Eric?
You there?
Yeah, I think you're cutting in and out.
Now, part of the show where like you should have the clips play while you're talking. Like don't, you know what I mean, have the interview show as like as part of the show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we'll talk more about that later on.
What's up, Roger? How you doing?
Yep.
What's up, anybody? Who's in the chat room?
We got Coffee. We got Guest 958. We got Roger.
Holy
we got
shit,
DDP.
Coffee's
yeah.
in the chat room?
Yeah, your pal Coffee.
You said my brother's in the chat room, too?
No, I wish.
And Roger. Roger's in the chat room, you said?
Yeah, he's in the chat room.
Okay.
Roger said, what's up?
What? Roger said, what's up?
Yeah.
I'm shit. Man.
Well, the NFL said that... Eric, how do you feel about the NFL putting trackers on their players? But it's for a good reason. It's for a good reason.
Track records?
No, like an actual GPS tracker, you know?
What?
They want to do it for statistic reasons. And I just lost Eric. But, yeah, the NFL wants to put trackers on the NFL players to bring up their stats. That's what they want it for. So it's a picture of this tiny little chip that they want to put on players. And, you know, apparently players have given them permission to do this, so. Coffee, what are you talking about? Oh, yeah, I'm reading the earlier tech that you put in the chat room. Oh, you're talking about the other kind of football. Coffee said tomorrow's a doubleheader. It's Manchester City versus Olympiacos at 2 p.m. Yeah. Coffee said it's the only football that matters. Coffee, only you would have something like this to bring into the show. Coffee, you should just use it. Well, I know you do on a regular occasion to bring your attitude, if you will, you know, every Saturday, not just once in a while, but every Saturday, to Sports Talk with the guys tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, that is. I tell you. But, yeah, everybody is always, you know, just, I can't believe this, that these things are going on with the NFL about placing trackers on their players, but it's to bring up statistics and to show their overall play to computer genetics. No, that doesn't mean that they want to replace the real players and make robot players for them, because that would look totally stupid. It's just something that they feel they need to do to study them. They're sending... After they get them all tested with this tracker, they're going to send them down to a special scientist lab somewhere. The NFL is not revealing where, but... yeah. Coffee said, I'm not waking up that early. Sports Talk with the guy, I should pander to my madness, he said, and make the Saturday show start at a proper time. I guess a proper time for coffee is like what? Like now? Like 1-2 p.m. in the afternoon, like when I start? I guess that means that coffee just woke up. Oh, man. But, yeah, it's going to be crazy. I can't believe this, that all these different things about the world of sports and just, I mean, man, I tell you. But yeah, I mean, wow, the NFL season starts this Sunday. I can't believe that. This Sunday. Maybe, just maybe. Could be something else. I don't know. Well, ladies and gentlemen, with all that said and done about the NFL, and we'll get to other things, especially after our commercial break, but first I'm going to go ahead and bring on my good friend Gary Cantrell to talk about something he would like to tell us about. Gary, how you doing?
Matt, how long has it been, man? How are you?
Good, man. A long time, man.
I know. It's been a couple of years, maybe since the old Blog Talk days when the shoot was over there. Is that right? Do I have that right?
Yeah, that's right, man.
how you been, brother?
Good, man. How you been?
I've been pretty good. Very, very busy, man. Getting ready for a big week coming up here, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I mean, man, I've had Alan on the show a few times, you know.
Yeah, I talked to him today, actually. I was talking with him about some of the new things I was working on. He mentioned that he had been on your show. What have you guys been chatting about?
Oh, just the good old NFL and wrestling and stuff like that. I mean, it's been awesome.
Alan is a perfect fit for the show because I got to tell you, Matt, he is like a sports maniac. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I just had him on for the 4th of July edition.
Oh, very cool, very cool. So have you been keeping up with the wrestling product, I see?
Yes. I mean, and I'll get into it a little later on after you get done promoting what you wanted to promote, but I'll get your thoughts on it real quick. What do you think is going to happen?
What's that?
I said, what do you think is going to happen with TNA? That they've just lost a television contract.
Well, you know, they say, hey, we're still in negotiations. TMZ says it's canceled. It's a tough call, really. I mean, you know, to be honest with you, a very tough call because, you know, Spike very well could be done with them, and maybe they just said, hey, we'll just say we're still negotiating, and that way, you know, maybe you won't have a problem finding a TV deal, maybe. Or, you know, they may actually be negotiating, but the problem is that, you know, WWE, when their whole television rights agreement was up and they were out there, you know, negotiating with various networks, I mean, they didn't get, you know, the best possible deals. It didn't seem like the market was huge for wrestling. So if you've got several, you know, networks that weren't necessarily nipping at the heels of WWE, I don't know that TNA is going to have a better experience, you know, out there negotiating, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, because a friend told me this morning, we had a breakfast this morning, me and a friend of mine, and he said, well, I heard that they're going to go to the Oprah Winfrey Network. I said, that's just a rumor right now, but I don't even think Oprah Winfrey liked wrestling. I don't know. I don't see that as a marriage.
Yeah, you know, you brought up rumors, Matt, and that's I'm glad you brought that up because you know what one of the biggest problems in wrestling websites, wrestling media is today? There's so many rumors, right? I mean, Matt, you know, you go on these websites, right? You're clicking around, you're reading, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, a lot of these, the biggest problem with a lot of these websites is, flat out, you know, there's a lot of rumors, there's a lot of hearsay. We don't know for sure you know, like somebody goes out and says, oh, well, John Cena's contract's up in 2 weeks. Well, how do you know? Did you look at his contract? I don't think you did. I didn't either. We don't know. You know, or Dolph Ziggler's got heat with the office. Like, how do we really know this is what's really going on? You know, there's a couple of, you know, let's say legitimate reporters who try to do their due diligence in getting, you know, this kind of inside information. And you know what? Sometimes they're right. Sometimes they're wrong. The problem, though, is, man, is that a lot of these websites, man, they're getting it dead wrong almost every time. A lot of these other websites that are kind of the worst of the worst. So
I know.
Actually fix that problem. I want to fix that problem. What if I told you, Matt, that you could go to a website that had no rumors whatsoever, that if everything you were reading on that website was actually factual information, what would you do if I told you that?
I would say, tell me what the website is all about.
All right. Well, one more question. What would you do if I told you that you could go on a website and the first thing that you saw on this website was content? It wasn't, what's the word, pop-up ads. It wasn't, you know, buy these pillows or, you know, buy these CDs or whatever, you know. You get these ads all over the websites, right? You click on it, you click on a link, boom, there's a pop-up ad. You click on a wrestler's bio, boom, pop-up ad, right?
Right. I hate pop-up ads.
Okay. So what would you say right now? I'm putting you on the spot, Mr. Matthew Alvarez. What would you say if I told you that on Monday, your old friend here is launching a completely 100% ad-free, 100% rumor-free wrestling news website? What would you say to me?
I'd say promote it.
Boom.
Tell people about it.
So Monday at noon, this Monday, August the 4th, we are launching WrestlingInformant.com. And this is the biggest project, Matt, I've ever undertaken. You know, I've done the radio show for about 7 years, and it's all right. It works. But I always felt like I could do more. I felt like I could contribute more. So long story short, August 4th, 2014, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, we're going to launch WrestlingInformant.com. And, Matt, you know, some people have asked me, they said, you know what, Gary, you're crazy. You're not going to have any ads. You're not going to have any rumors. Who's going to come to your site? How is this site going to make money? Well, this is interesting, and this is where I have a special for your listeners, just for your listeners, okay? We're going to have a membership option on this website. What if I told you now that you could have access to tons of shoot interviews, you know, an archive of tons of shoot interviews and daily high-quality radio programs? Does that not sound like a good deal?
Yeah, it sounds like a great deal because I love high quality.
Now, if I asked you just a ballpark, considering what other wrestling websites charge, if I asked you, Matt, give me a price, what do you think that content's worth a month? You know, I mean, what would you probably say? What, $7, $8, $10 a month, right?
Right.
Well, guess what? Our price at launch date for everyone is $2.99 a month. Now that's a steal, right?
Yes, it is.
But I want to sweeten up the deal for you, Matt, because you and I go way back. We go back over 7 years. You remember that?
Yes, I remember.
So for your listeners only, and this is valid on Monday, and these coupons are as good because, you know, it's a live show, but it's also a podcast, so somebody may be hearing this 2 or 3 months after the website's launched. So for your listeners only, Matt, if they sign up at WrestlingInformant.com and put in the coupon code SPORTSOPINIONS, we're going to give them 10% off the $2.99. How about that?
I think that's great. I think they'll enjoy that.
That's a custom code that I made just for you guys, so that you guys can, your listeners can enjoy the quality content that we're going to put out on a daily basis. It's going to be daily podcasts, man. I'm going to be recording stuff every single day, and then these people can also get all kinds of shoot interviews, but your listeners, very specifically your listeners, will get an additional 10% off. You just go to WrestlingInformer.com on Monday, click on members, put in the coupon code SPORTSOPINIONS, and boom, they're in at an additional 10% off.
Well, there you go. That sounds like a great deal. I'm sure everybody will jump on board with that.
Exactly. And Matt, if you send me a message later today, give me your email. I'm going to give you a free month. I want you to check this thing out and tell me what you think about it, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
I'd love for you to, you know, to experience the website and check it out for yourself. So, I mean, that's really, you know, as far as promoting, that's really what I got. And by the way, if your listeners want to follow us on Twitter, at PW Informant, on Facebook, facebook.com/WrestlingInformant. Get social with us. This Monday, we're doing a Twitter contest. We're going to give away a lifetime membership. Lifetime. Boom. We already gave away one on Monday. We're going to do it again on another Monday.
Wow. That's great.
I'm serious, Matt, when I tell you that I want everybody to get your A double hockey sticks off of PW News with a Z or whatever the sites are called. Stop destroying your computer. It's unnecessary. The last thing you want is for your computer to have a terminal disease. Just stop it. It's unnecessary. Come to my website. You're going to get all legitimate news. You don't have to worry about if it's phony or not. It's real news, and you don't have to destroy your computer. And if you want to support the website, it's totally optional, $2.99 a month, but for your listeners, coupon code SPORTSOPINIONS.
All right. Well, thank you for that information, Gary, and I'll be looking forward to talking to you later with by way of email.
All right, Matt, I appreciate you having me on your show today, buddy.
Yeah, no problem. Take care.
Take care. See you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was the one and only former host of Blog Talk Radio, Gary Cantrell, WrestlingInformant.com. And remember on Monday he said that if you enter the code on the website, Sports Opinions, there's a special $2 off. He said it's $2, but if you do the code, what is that? Like, gee, $2 off, that's like, that's like 98 cents. Wow, 98 cents just for a month if you guys put in that coupon code Sports Opinions on Monday. Wow, all the listeners here for the Sports Opinions show would only be paying 98 cents to Gary Cantrell. 98 cents. That's the easy money right there. Actually, that's not even money at all. That's chump change. Chump change. Where did I get that word from? I don't even know. I think I got that word from my grandpa. Never mind. Forget it. I don't even remember. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a brief commercial break because I have to run all the way to my refrigerator. I mean, it's not really that far, but you know what I mean. If you're in an apartment complex, you understand what I'm talking about. But I don't think anybody really lives in coffee. Guess 958, guess 972, Roger, DDP. You guys all probably live in housing. I know Gary does. He lives in a... Never mind. I better be careful. He's probably still listening. But, yeah, we're gonna be right back. When we come back, check this out. Got some old news. Old news concerning John Cena. About what he's been teasing. But he's been teasing this since the freaking Royal Rumble. Come on now. Why is everybody acting like this is so brand new? Oh, and the thing I talked about with Gary about the whole network thing? Everybody acts like that's brand new news too. Namely, you jerks at TMZ. Oh my God, what shocking brand news. It's not new. Because I had mentioned everything that this was going to happen in December. Okay? We'll be right back after this. Oh my God!
Mike, what is your deal,
oh,
man?
Oh, come on, man. You've been riding me all day.
Mike, you're playing like Betty White out there.
That's not what your girlfriend said.
Oh. Jamie!
Whoa.
Eat a Snickers. Better?
Better.
Hey!
That hurts.
You're not you when you're hungry. Snickers satisfies.
And we are back right here on the Sports Opinion Show, ladies and gentlemen. Coffee, what did you do to my fridge? I can't open my damn drink. I'll have to wait a little bit and let it warm out right here in my bedroom. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we are back, like I said. Now, check this out. This happened to show up when I just happened to run past the, well, scroll past the site. I should say, scroll past with my mouse from Facebook earlier. I came across this story that it's from GiveMeSport.com that said, hashtag, life would be better if I turned heel. Of course, this is all steaming from a media source of media contingency that John Cena was at. He was at a media conference, and they asked him several questions, and said, so what's life like now for you? He said, well, life kind of sucks. He said, and I want somebody to hashtag this for me. Hashtag, life would be better if I turned heel. So now all these websites are saying that, well, John Cena's going to turn heel, and we're shocked by this, and oh my God, what if this happens? They've been hawking this tease ever since the Royal Rumble in January. Like I said before the commercial break, why in the world is everybody acting so surprised about this? Oh, John Cena's going to turn heel, but it hasn't happened yet. He's going to become a bad guy real soon. What kind of bad guy is he going to become? Does it matter what kind of bad guy he's going to become? They tried to turn him heel when Brock Lesnar came in. Or returned, I should say. Turn him heel when he finally got fed up with the Nexus. And now it's like, well, the Wyatt family can do it. They can cause him to turn heel. Well, if he turns heel, he turns heel. If he stays a good guy, he stays a good guy. It doesn't matter. Either way, good guy or bad guy. But he's obviously still a good guy based on the biased promo that he gave on Monday Night Raw, and we'll get into that a little later on. Jeff Jarrett is starting a new promotion called GWF. I know you guys, since our chat room is so full today, I'll just explain it to you rather than putting it in the chat room. That stands for Global Force Wrestling. Jeff Jarrett said that this will be unlike any promotion you've ever seen before. And when asked whether or not it would make its way to mainstream television, such as WWE, ROH, and Impact Wrestling. He said, well, it's too early to tell, but I'll let you know in the near future. That's what he told the wrestling reporters. And just yesterday was reported that Vince Russo, this is good news, though. This is good news. Vince Russo and TNA have parted ways. But then everybody says, well, if they truly parted ways, if they truly don't want to work with each other anymore, why was he on Impact last night? Cutting out some rambling promo. Well, that was a true, honest shoot promo. Talking about how he felt about them. How he feels disrespected by the wrestling business and how much it's so cutthroat. Boy, he reminds me of Barry Bonds as well. Another crybaby. You don't believe me? Go to YouTube and look for the Vince Russo interview that he did with Mike Tenay. When he first came in to TNA as a wrestling TV writer, and how he basically tried to ignore all of Mike Tenay's questions. And they actually get into it. They get into a real argumentative discussion about how he embodied himself by lying to the world years ago, saying that he was the one that created Stone Cold Steve Austin. And Mike Tenay pointed out to him, but you were with us when we were in WCW together. And he says, oh, you don't know what you're talking about, Mike Tenay. You can't tell the television audience this. It doesn't matter. Because he was trying to deny the fact that all these things are just now coming true, what, 15 years later? Well, shit. I didn't have a computer back then. I didn't have access to the internet when the internet started making waves, and when this brand new thing comes into the world, and of course my grandma said, "What is that?" We all said, "What's a computer?" She said, "I know it's a computer, but what's it for?" "To connect to the internet." "Well, what's the internet?" And still, several of us have to help older family members understand what this concept is, just like when cell phones came out. Roger, I don't know how you would have felt if your daughters would have had to actually explain to you what a cell phone is. My mom and dad, on the other hand, "You want to buy a what? I need either a pager or a cell phone." "Well, I don't even know how to use one." "Well, you wouldn't be using it." "I would." "Oh, I don't know, son. I don't know." "Oh, gee." But anyways, I didn't even have one back then. I didn't have a computer. I didn't have access to the internet. But I didn't need one back then. And I don't think I still need one now. Despite I do have one, I'm obviously staring at all of you great people in the chat room. And talking with Gary Cantrell and Eric Williams a little earlier on. But it's just something that happens, you know. And also, the other thing that people are acting so surprised about, namely, like I said before the commercial break as well, namely TMT. TMT finally reported it like a week late. It was reported a week ago, ladies and gentlemen, that Spike TV and TNA may not renegotiate. They might not have a new contract television deal, like you heard me tell Gary. That a friend of mine told me this morning, well, they might join the Oprah Winfrey Network. Oprah Winfrey and TNA Wrestling. Impact, as they like to call themselves, Impact Wrestling. Like I told my friend this morning, I don't see that. That's not a two combining marriage, okay? That's not even a marriage at all. Man, Coffee, why don't you just start up your own television network, and maybe you can, you know, I know you don't care for it, but would you like to support Impact Wrestling and let them on your network if you had one, Coffee? I know he'll probably say no. I'll wait for his reply or any reply from the chat room. Oh, man. But yeah, everybody says, well, why is this such about real life? Because it's real life initials being placed on television and behind the scenes. Now everything is coming out. What's the difference between real life and television? Well, the real life factor is that, I mean, think about it. I mean, you've heard me and Coffee and DDP. You know, once in a while we talk about video games, and I know that everybody's still, I mean, I'm still trying as well to get their hands on the WWE 2K14 video game. Where, sure, in a video game, If we wanted to, the three of us could have a crazy triple threat match, me versus Coffee versus DDP, and we would just beat the hell out of each other with a bunch of weapons and stuff. But if we were to do that in real life, I'd probably be arrested for smashing DDP over the head with a steel chair. Coffee would be arrested for throwing me off of a roof. Because we're not trained athletes. We didn't go to wrestling school for years and years and years to do all this crazy stuff. By the way, that jumping off the roof stuff and backyard wrestling crap. I don't watch any of that. If you do, then good. Congratulations. More power to you. But, you know, the same thing applies as a kid playing Grand Theft Auto. I mean, it's happened over the years when the Grand Theft Auto game first card started coming out. I mean, I remember back in 2008, when a kid in Cincinnati, Ohio, thought that it was okay. Look, I can shoot somebody in a video game. Then he went out and did it in real life, and now he'll be in prison for the rest of his life, or he might get early parole, which will probably be probably around the time that he's like 80 or 90 years old. There's a lot of discography between real life and television. I mean, you heard Gary mention it a little bit. I'll go into more detail of what he was talking about when he said, well, you know, it's kind of like, you know, seeing pop-up ads is basically the same as watching a stupid infomercial. Buy my product. Just buy my product. Please. I just want your money. But you do have to pay this high priced. Oh, and then you also have to pay shipping and handling, coffee. Roger Nobrega, I'll give you five of these. If you pay the $29.95 plus the shipping and handling plus extra charges, and then I'll give you three more of the same product for free. That's what it is. Everybody on television says, this is better because it's not real life. But now we have real life problems coming out from behind television and going into the whole thing. That's why that's why I'm so surprised that TMZ is just now reporting on this whole TNA fiasco of them losing their television contract. I mean, I know the guy in charge of TMZ, he used to be a co-anchor for the People's Court. Remember that TV show? And now he likes to try to be one of the it people, the go-to guys. Mr. Know-It-All put himself out with TMZ.com. He was the main one that reported. Now everybody else in TMZ wants to get involved in this. Oh, yeah. I'm shocked that they could possibly no longer be on TV and without a television contract. But like Gary said, how do they know that? How do we know that? We can't know that. There is no way you can possibly get to the truth rather than actually talking with people from the truth. I mean, just go back to my interview with Gary Burgett. I mean, gee, man, it's crazy. Like I said, this is truly real life. Yeah, but like I said, go back to the interview from July 25th, just last week, with Joe Burgett. Joe had done work for a lot of wrestling websites, and you heard his omissions right here on the show when I interviewed him. Everybody thinks it's easy to get all these things and just report on them, just like that, without having actual confirmation and legitimacy within these stories. And it's just mind-blowing that this would happen. And I know that last week we didn't, because of the interview, we didn't, you know, review Battleground, but we'll go ahead and do that now really quickly, and I do mean really quickly. Seth Rollins versus Dean Ambrose. Chris Jericho took on Bray Wyatt. Jack Swagger took on Rusev. The Battle Royal for the vacant Intercontinental Championship. Cesaro, Kofi Kingston, The Great Khali, RVD, Dolph Ziggler, Big E Langston, Ryback, Curtis Axel, Alberto Del Rio, Bo Dallas, Sheamus, Fandango, Sin Cara, Zack Ryder, The Miz, Diego is back, R-Truth, Xavier Woods, Heath Slater, and Titus O'Neil. Then, of course, they had the Battle Royal for, well, actually, it was AJ Lee versus Paige for the champion, the women's championship, or Diva championship, as they like to call it now. The tag team championship match, 2 out of 3 falls. The Usos versus Luke Harper and Eric Rowan was a good match. It steamed its way through. The World Heavyweight Champion Fatal 4-Way match, John Cena versus Randy Orton versus Roman Reigns versus Kane. And we all know the outcome of that. But the reason why I wanted to mention and review Battleground, and I should have had the opportunity to ask Gary Cantrell about this, but I didn't, so that's okay, though. I don't know how many of you out there listening live, or as I always say every week, that Block Talk has made it possible to listen to me through your car stereo. If you're on your way to work or home from work, you're probably on your way home from work since it's the afternoon, and I know all my friends in Chi-Town in Chicago and other places. You're 2 hours ahead of me, so you're probably on your way home from work. But how many of you had problems with the actual network or with the pay-per-view itself? I know because just in the apartment behind me on the next street over, I was with some of my neighbors over there. I know I've met them through other friends and other acquaintances. And, you know, my sister says, oh, my friend lives there. Oh, okay, well, now we all know each other. Good, now we all get acquainted, even better. She's like, yeah, I go to art school with him. He likes wrestling, too, so there, you talk with him. You have much more in common with him. I'm like, well, thank you, sis. So we were all over there, and at least 4 times it happened during the women's championship match for the Battleground pay-per-view, AJ Lee versus Paige. We missed the first 5 minutes of that, and then we saw the match ending with AJ Lee winning again, still the Divas champion. And I kept telling my friend, you have to push the OK button. And as many times as we pushed the OK button, because we kept having problems with the network, and somebody else was over there who was just arriving with pizza had said, well, you got to check your television connection. You know, it's TV, it's all messed up. Because he got his flat screen TV on the wall. I had the option of putting mine into my wall, but I didn't do that, so I just left my TV on my actual TV stand. So I'm like, I don't need to work doing all that work to put holes in the walls and stuff like that just to make it look cool for it to be on the wall. I know Roger Nobregan's flat screen TV is on the wall. Coffee, I'm not sure about. I think he still likes to think that this is the Middle Ages where all these old UHF, VHF TVs still work. Well, I mean, it still might. I mean, well, my grandma's, her worked for the longest time. And then I showed up right before a few days before my birthday back in March. And I was shocked. You have a flat screen TV? Yeah. Your uncle had to get me one. Oh, really? What happened with the other one? Oh, it went out. Turn it on and no channels, no nothing. Oh, well. See what I mean? I mean, I don't mean to laugh at all the older people, but I'm like, yeah, I tried to tell you that this would happen, that you know, nowadays you have to upgrade, and it costs a shitload of money to upgrade. Sucked, I know. But, I mean, this is just, I mean, wow, like, out there. But yeah, I'm sure a lot of people, wasn't just me, wasn't just my friends, I know a lot of people, I'm sure a lot of you had problems, and it wasn't your TV was fine, it was the network. So I told my friend, I said, first thing tomorrow morning, this one's from last Sunday, from two weekends ago, for the Battleground pay-per-view. I told him on that Monday, call the WWE credit card line and make sure, talk to customer service, make sure you weren't triple charged. He said, well, how is that going to happen? we pushed okay, you know, to keep watching the pay-per-view every time it stopped. I said, I know, but they do that kind of thing because that's how WWE is. You know, it's like most other major companies. like my friend said, hey, Kmart needs help. You need help too, so you can help each other. I said, I don't think I want to apply to working for a job at Kmart. He said, why not? I said, well, look what happened. You know, they don't even have, you know, entertainment sales anymore. They closed down their entertainment department. At least here locally, they closed some Kmarts were in a conjunction partnership with Little Caesars Pizza, and they closed that down. You can't even order pizza there anymore. The customer service is so bad. They just, you know, and my sister, she bought a watch from there 30 days ago. And here's the crap that they told me about yesterday. They said, what happened? Well, they said we have to call this 1-800 number and blah, 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 because Grandpa used his ATM card and they won't actually refund us in-store. I said, but the receipt says they will. They said, no, they couldn't help us. They said we have to actually call the 1-800 number. I'm like, see, that's how they get you. They just want more damn money. And my grandpa said, well, I'm going to fix the problem. I'll call the 1-800 number tomorrow and see what they can do for her. I'm like, damn, that's just stupid. So, yeah, like I said, I'm serious. If any of you had that experience with the Battleground pay-per-view where you had to keep pushing the OK button on your TV remote or whoever your cable provider is, and if it's not the network, but generally these things happen because of the WWE network. I mean, still. Because a few years ago, I'll tell you this right now, it's true. A few years ago, they tried to tell my other friend who lives just west of me, going towards Oakland. He lived in Alameda, California. We all were there one night after WrestleMania 26. And they said, well, sir, he said, I'm not having available access to the show right now. I said, well, sure, sir, you specifically ordered an 8 p.m. show. He said, no, I didn't. I ordered the 5 p.m. show. I don't want to watch this right now. I can't watch this. And the lady said, oh, it's okay. You probably don't have work tomorrow. He said, oh, let me guess. You're somewhere else. You're not even in California. She said, oh, no, I'm not. He said, I have work in the morning. So do a lot of my friends. She said, well, sir, you gave yourself an extended bill, so you've been triple charged. He said, whoa, 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 whoa. I didn't order the pay-per-view three times. Hell no, I'm not paying for this. I don't know if, I'm sure he dealt with it, you know, the only way he knows how, and that's, you know, it's publication, because he's kind of an attorney at law on the side, so. Some of us were like, it's getting late and we've got to go. We saw The Undertaker win and then we saw Kurt Angle come out and actually when The Undertaker had came out and he was motioning to Kurt Angle that he wanted the WWE Championship and he starts motioning that he's going to be the next champion, and that's when he did the lights thing and he made Kurt Angle go to his knees, you know, with all the pyrotechnics and stuff, and they made the ring break, and then we saw the copyright information. We knew the pay-per-view was over then. We're like, okay, we have to go, and he was still on the phone. They were trying to triple-charge him. No, 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 no. You don't triple-charge your customers. Ever. But nobody seems to remember the magic word, and the magic word is, the customer is always right, but nobody nowadays believes that anymore. It's all about how much more money can we milk out of this customer? Can we even trick them into making them think that they owe us more money than they do? No, 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 no. It doesn't work that way, period. So, yeah, if you had any problems, however you paid for the pay-per-view, contact your credit card companies or ATM, your bank personnel, and then contact WWE's, you know, merchandising department and see what happened there. Because if they triple charge you or double charge you, you should be refunded that immediately. Anyway, we move on. Wow, I mean, talk about real life. This is real life, and coffee, I don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, still, we'll take our final commercial break in about 10 minutes, and then during that time, I need to really, really work on. If you notice, I've been talking nonstop and haven't gotten my drink open. I am thirsty, but it won't open. I think my refrigerator's had it. But anyway, what really is going to happen with the world of professional wrestling, ladies and gentlemen? I mean, I've already mentioned about TNA losing their contract television deal, which is also like John Cena telling the world that he planned to turn heel. He's just not sure when. That's old news. Like I said, TNA losing their contract television deal was reported last week. You know, like I said, we were doing the interview with Joe Burgett. And besides, the story came out about TNA no longer having a television deal after. Things always happen after I go off the air. I hate that. I'm like, oh, I wish that story was happening when I was live, because then I would have been like, breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. But it never does happen. I mean, it's happened maybe only, maybe once or twice this year so far, where I've been on the air and I'm like, hey, breaking news. Yeah, there's a lot of breaking news right now, too, with Major League Baseball. I mean, dang. What's up with all these trades, Roger? Everybody... I mean, almost every player wants to leave the A's and go to another team. Dodgers are upset. I mean, crazy. It's crazy. It really is. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I tell you. Monday Night Raw this past week was interesting, to say the least. I mean, John Cena defeated Cesaro via pinfall. I know you're probably thinking, hey, wait a minute. That's the main event. Yeah, I know that was the main event. Today, I decided to be eccentric. Today, I decided to be just exciting off the wall and, you know, spontaneous. Got to create a little action here on the Sports Opinion Show. And I have. I'm going to go backwards, starting from the main event all the way to the very first match. Damn, now that's different. So Cena defeated Cesaro, but of course, you know, before that he had to basically try and tell Paul Heyman that, well, you know, you're a very honest guy, you should be, but I think you forgot about that, and you forgot how to be positive. Because you're only depending on Brock Lesnar, he said. And he gave a few cheap pops for the UFC, and he even mentioned how one time that Paul Heyman was an honest, honest guy when running ECW. Yeah, he had to give ECW a short, short pop. I mean, it was not much of a pop from the crowd, but there was some reaction. People were, you know, happy about it, and some were chanting the ECW Logan. The slogan, I should say. They were doing an ECW chant, which lasted a good 4 minutes. So, I mean, that's pretty good. That tells you that, hey, people still care about the original ECW. The Usos and Dolph Ziggler defeated defeated the Miz. Yeah, so... R-Truth defeated Bo Dallas, and Bo Dallas is still undefeated. I think he had his first loss now with R-Truth, and because R-Truth felt cheated, he decided, I think this, if you remember 3-4 weeks ago, the night that Daniel Bryan showed up, it was the night after the Battleground pay-per-view, with him and Bo Dallas, and Daniel Bryan said, Bo, leave! As opposed to his real name, he wanted him to L-E-A-V-E, that word, leave. Adam Rune actually wrestled and defeated the one and only Neil Armstrong. Not just kidding. Or Damian Sandow, who was dressed as Neil Armstrong. How long is this mockery of the world's most famous people, past or present, dead or alive, instead of going to put up with Damian Sandow? Well, Vince McMahon is kind of irate about this, but because he's so forgiving to the writing staff that he's less than thrilled, but he says, you know what, go ahead. Because he's afraid every week to the fact of the point that now, you know, the writers are now standing up in arms. They're standing shoulder to shoulder, side by side, and they're legitimately fighting Vince McMahon over this. We have great ideas for Damian Sandow, damn it. And another writer would say, well, yeah, Damian Sandow's doing a good job impersonating people, whether past or present, dead or alive. 3 or 4 other writers jumping down your throat. So, you talk about that, this is real life. This is real life. It's really happening to Vince McMahon, where he's like, well, I can't really do anything. You're the boss. You're the company CEO. By the way, since we're on the subject of Vince McMahon, and the name Vince McMahon is not even in my notes, shows you how ill-prepared I was for this. Impromptu part of the show, ladies and gentlemen, here it is. Since I mentioned him, I guess I can go ahead and let everybody know that even though this is not part of the show, but it is at the same time, kind of isn't, because I'm debating whether or not to do it. But since I mentioned his name, after all, he did just have a press conference yesterday, as a matter of fact, where he had, you know, every once in a while he has these quarterly conference calls with everybody, and I listen to it, and, you know, because you're allowed to do that as fans. I mean, you know how when you go to get a car, right, Roger, you go buy a car, and they tell you, well, we have to show you proof of the warranty of the car because, well, we don't want any backlash, so we're going to show you this now. I mean, car dealerships and other places, they all, somebody has to give you a warranty on something. Because if something happens, or something seriously happens where they die or something like that, then you have the right to sue them for wrongful death and stuff like that. So now companies are like, well, we don't want those problems, so now we do have to tell the truth. So anyways, that's what Vince McMahon did yesterday, and like I said, I listened to it, and the only thing he kept pressing hard on during this press conference had nothing to do with the network, had nothing to do with the 5 extra releases that they just released, 5 more people. And, well, we don't have time to mention who those people were that got released. We'll worry about that next week. Like I've been saying ever since the year started, I mean, it wasn't really a New Year's resolution that I was thinking about for the show. It's just something I jumped on board with. But, you know, like I always say, I started saying it in February, that whatever we don't finish, we'll come back and we'll take care of it next week, because it's always going to be next week. So we'll find out who those 5 other people were that got released. So he only mentioned about the fact that people that got released And he only focused on one thing, though, throughout the entire four-and-a-half-hour press conference. He said, I'm focused on television ratings, buy rates, and productivity from our fans that are doing this. And it's great. So he's only concerned with television ratings, buy rates, and how much product you're buying from him. And I'm sure that most people that were listening to the press conference, if you were one of those fans that are, because like I said, we're allowed to do that. So we're allowed to listen in and let them do their thing. And somebody said, well, what about you, Vince? Are you really okay with all this? He said, oh, yeah, I'm fine. I'm the chairman of the board. And he laughed. And I said, well, gee, this is what I'll be talking about tomorrow on the show. Because he doesn't want to believe the fact that it's real life. And his real life phenomenon is that over the last 3-4 weeks, every week it seems like he's losing more and more money. Most of it is due to the network. I mean, I'm glad he has the network. But, you know, I mean, I've laughed at everything else in his face, but this is one thing. Because one thing I hope does not blow up in his face. Like throwing Jim Crockett Promotions out of business. Like throwing WCW and ECW out of business and buying them out. I laughed and was happy when the XFL promotion football wrestling gimmick thing blew up in his face. Everything simultaneously that has happened to him, him going to court and because of Hulk Hogan forcing him to go to court with all these drug epidemics in the world of pro wrestling. I said, yeah, well, that's what you get, Vince. You tried to lie and said that you weren't using them yourself when Hogan had proof you did. Hulk Hogan and others testified against him in front of a grand jury of the United States Supreme Court, which was back in 1996 and 97. But this is one thing. Because I can tell just by watching what he's doing television-wise and what's taking place with the WWE Network. Sure, I mentioned all the kinks and stuff about the network is still having their, you know, loading capabilities and how it's being wired. It's still being wired to pay-per-view, even though they say, well, you're actually paying us. That's what Michael Cole always says, right? Order the pay-per-view from the network. When in reality, you still actually are ordering from the actual pay-per-view company, because that's the only way to telebroadcast it. That's the way how broadcasting works, and from satellites up in the sky. But this is one real-life thing that I hope does not blow up in his face. If it does, it does. I mean, but he's just been... I mean, it's almost like, I'm sure a lot of you has anybody seen that new, I mean, I just now found out about it 2 weeks ago on HBO, and I was like, what the heck is this? And it's the movie called Now You See Me. And it almost looks like the end of the movie is the same thing that's happening to Vince McMahon in real life, where the four magicians in the movie Now You See Me all come together and they conspire a plan to rob the guy that's been their main promoter, who's been helping them throughout this entire fiasco of the movie, and they end up actually robbing him of his good fortunes, and they tell the world, well, you know, your bank was produced and owned by One Republic, because in the beginning of the movie, this guy who claimed that he banked with them, and I said, well, you know the story behind this, and they tell the world in the movie. Well, all these banks all come to one person, Tressler Incorporated. And who has that last name? And they all point to him and say, Arthur Tressler. And then the crowd starts getting wild, and they go, oh, you jacked up the bank system. Look what you did. And they try and rebuff everything that happened. And because it's like modern-day 1999 for these people in the movie, who are so pissed off and so irate about everything that happened because they lost their homes and their houses. So it's kind of like a modern-day 1999, 2000 to 2005 fiasco. Con business had bust, and people started losing their homes and houses. And in real life, we've had that problem, and we're still having it today, right? People are still losing their houses, still losing their jobs. So anyways, they take all his money, and they give it to the people. They really do. And he turns to all four of these magicians, and then, which one of you was behind this? Because now I am dead poor. I'm no longer the millionaire that I thought I was. And that might be Vince McMahon's problematic procedure that he's probably yelling and screaming about when nobody's around. Because he's already lost $2 billion because of the network. He's lost another $3.5 million because people are either leaving him or they're making these rash decisions and coming to Vince and saying, we have to release this person, we have to fire this person. This person doesn't do a good job anymore, let's just fire them. And he's basically on his knees. I mean, I know you can't see that, but it's basically him in context form where he's on his knees going, no, this guy made me a lot of money. We can't fire him. We can't release that person. Everybody, even though he probably will not admit it, even if he was here on the air with me right now, if I was doing a live, very live feed segment interview with Vince McMahon, the chairman of WWE, and if I was to ask him, are you upset that you're being forced to release or fire these certain people? He'd probably be all tough about it and be tough in bones and have that manly attitude. No, I'm not worried about them. If they get fired, that's their problem, and that's the way the business goes, and that's what's best for business is probably what he would tell me. Because if you don't believe me for that reason, you can also go to YouTube and watch an interview that he had with Bob Costas a few years ago. And him and Bob Costas, I mentioned this 2 years ago, back in 2010, 2011, somewhere in there, where him and Bob Costas actually get into it. Then they met a few years later, and the second interview, they still kind of got into it, but they've learned to respect each other, I guess, over the years. I don't know. I guess it's one of those catcher-can't-can type relationships where they see each other for who they are. And that's basically what it is. Anyways. I told you all that Damian Sandow came out dressed as Neil Armstrong. Diego, with Summer Rae, Layla, and El Torito. Try and say that 5 times fast, coffee. I think DDP could do that. Roger, I know Roger could do that 3 times fast. Defeated Fandango, Natalia, and Naomi. They defeated Naomi and Cameron, and, well, actually, Hold on. Well, Diego came out with Layla and El Torito. They defeated Fandango. Okay, yeah, there we go. Natalia and Naomi defeated Cameron and Alicia Fox. Now, you knew that this had to happen because Cameron and Naomi, they don't see eye to eye anymore. They'd since, you know, I know it's all happening too fast, and I know everybody's involved, the writers should have done the slow build-up. And you've got some people on wrestling forums going, oh, man, come on, damn it. What's wrong with WWE? They're doing this way too fast. They broke up the Funkadactyls like they were nothing. Well, I don't mind that they're finally doing it very, very fast. I mean, sure, they're still having them in mixed tag team match to... I hope it's to lead up to a one-on-one match between Naomi and Cameron. That's what I'm waiting for. I mean, because everybody else back in the day used to say, well, this story... Excuse me. This build-up to this main event or this main event that's going to happen at some pay-per-view is going too slow, and why don't they just speed it up? Why don't they get this storyline over with? Well, now that they're going at hyper speed, they're going at 120 miles to get rid of, you know, to tell the world, basically, letting the world know that the Funkadactyls are done and they're done with each other forever. And we've seen Cameron and Naomi get into it backstage or in the parking lot, and this past Monday night, like I said, in mixed tag team match with other divas, other women. And you've got people on these wrestling forums going, oh, they're going about this way too fast. They need to slow down when telling this story. What's there to tell? There is nothing to tell between these two. Cameron and Naomi were the Funkadactyls for the longest time, and it makes perfect sense. Because there is no more Brodus Clay. He was one of the 11 people last month that was released. I can't believe I'm saying last month when today is August 1st. I feel like it's the middle of August already, and I'm saying last month. But it doesn't matter, whatever the case is. Look, Brodus Clay is gone. The Funkadactyls, they're telling the story of how they came to not like each other anymore. And I'm glad they're speeding the storyline up. Get it over with. You know, I'm waiting for these two to go one-on-one with each other, and like I said last week, have a huge, massive cat fight! Cat fight! As opposed to Michael Cole telling the world on Twitter that he's glad that nobody else came up with the name cat fight. It's a new moniker that he's going to use. Yeah, well, if you're in your 30s, if you're in your 20s or 30s like I am, I'm in my early 30s, and it's all Roger Nobrega's fault. No, just kidding. But no, if you're in your late 20s, early 30s, you know damn well that Michael Cole is an idiot for trying to take credit for the word catfight. Like I said 2 weeks ago, the word catfight was coined and phrased by Joey Styles in the original ECW. Tell me this crap that, oh, I came up with this word and nobody, I need to copyright this word. Huh. If Joey Styles was to come back to television, he would tell you to your face, Michael Cole, that he's going to make sure that the word catfight gets copyrighted because he started the whole thing. Not you. You skinny little bastard. Man, I tell you. Chris Jericho took on Seth Rollins, but it ended up turning into a no contest after interference from the Wyatt family. They brutally and savagely attacked Chris Jericho. I don't know, but I've got a couple ideas leading up to the next pay-per-view, which will take place in 2 weeks. Yeah, I know. We need to talk about this crazy deficiency of WWE doing these pay-per-views way too close together. And what I see may be taking place at SummerSlam after this.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Giant Taco Salad Inventor.
Mr. Giant Taco Salad Inventor.
Ground beef, refried beans, guacamole, cheese, sour cream, and if there's any room left, a few shreds of lettuce.
I don't see no lettuce.
A culinary creation that baffles the human mind. A 12,000 calorie salad.
Ah, caramba.
Some may ask, is your taco salad healthy? Of course it is. It's a salad, isn't it?
You can eat that deep-fried crunchy bowl.
So crack open a nice cold Bud Light, conquistador of the calorie. You put the feast in fiesta.
Mr. Giant Taco Salad Inventor.
We'll be right back.
And we are back right here on the Sports Opinion Show, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we've got 20 minutes left in the show, 20 minutes left in the program. Let's take this opportunity to welcome you all and thank you all for joining us here on the Sports Opinion Show. I mean, hey, we've had a jam-packed show already. We've covered everything that's going to take place in the NFL. I mean, I'm not sure what's going to make of it with the tracking devices that will be used for medical purposes and stuff like that, science and all that. Then we had Eric Williams call into the show to correct my inability because, yeah, I'll go ahead and admit it. First time ever, I know Coffee's going to enjoy this. I admit it, I was wrong, okay? Jesus Christ. That the thing that I printed out a few months ago about the upcoming schedule, well, remember, I'm sure you've, well, all of you have been here throughout the entire show. I mean, all of you. Our chat room is so full. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of people listening live. I'm sure you've all been with us for the last 2 hours when Eric Williams said, but remember, didn't you tell me by email that you only printed out and you posted a picture of just the Raiders schedule only? Yeah, I did. That's what I told Eric Williams. And that's when he told all of us, telling me, telling you guys, that the preseason starts this Sunday, of course. Oh, man, I apologize for that. I've never been wrong before. I think I've been wrong most of the time, but I don't think I've ever been wrong on the show. So today is a first, you guys. Yeah, go ahead and laugh at my expense, especially you, Coffee. I know you want to. Yeah, whatever. But, hey, I mean, this Sunday, if you're a preseason fan, most people don't care about preseason. But I just love football. I know Coffee's been talking about the other kind of football that's been going on this whole summer. And ladies and gentlemen, the week after our anniversary show, which will take place on August 18th now, it's been confirmed. You heard me and Eric arguing about that a little bit. We try not to argue on the air. And thank you, Roger Noberger, for informing me that August 18th is open and available for any time or whenever. I will be sure to connect with you and talk to you about that, Roger. But, you know, and of course, we'll be here coming back for the 22nd of that same week for the regular show. But, well, August 29th will be, it's hard to say it because I don't want to say it. So depressing, but August 29th will be the end of the summer show. I hate it when summer ends. I really do. I mean, I'm glad that I've been able to cool off this summer in certain places around my area. And maybe I'll get out of here later. Maybe I'll go to Walmart or someplace like that where it's nice and cool in there. Or maybe I'll head to Baskin Robbins, which is a lot cooler. Oh, well. ladies and gentlemen, I tell you, this whole thing with, you know, I forgot to mention that, too, that, well, you saw me putting it in the chat room. But for those of you that are not in the chat room, Gary Cantrell, former host of The Shoot, that used to be on Blog Talk Radio here, is no longer doing radio. He is actually preparing to launch a new wrestling website called WrestlingInformant.com. And if you're listening live, if you're not in the chat room, but you are listening live, that's okay. Don't worry about it if you're not in the chat room. But if you join his website on Monday, just to check it out, you know, for everybody listening to the show today, right now, right this second, down because you're going to want to remember it, WrestlingInformant.com. He said, if you join on Monday, and if you were listening to the show, he'll give you a special code to use on the website when he launches it on Monday afternoon. Use the code SPORTSOPINIONS for $2 off. I mean, you heard him mention earlier on during the show that to say that his website will be $2 a month. But, if you were here live and you heard the show live, then go to the website on Monday when he launches it, WrestlingInformant.com, and type in the code on the web on his new website, Sports Opinion, for $2 off. So if he's already charging $2 for the website, for you guys, that's like, that's nothing. That's like chump change. That's like 97 cents or less than that. No, just kidding. $2 plus $2 off. Let's see. Yeah, that's like 98, 99 cents. Yeah, it's just about 99 cents. Oh, man. I can't wait to check this out and see what Gary Cantrell has done for the launch in preparation of this Monday with his website, WrestlingInformant.com. You did hear him mention earlier on that it's going to be totally free. There will be no pop-up ads. That shit gets annoying, though, when I go to YouTube. It says, click here, click here, click here. No, I don't want to click there. I'm only here to watch what I typed in to watch. I didn't come here to, you know. And those stupid little, you know, annoying feeds that they put on in the beginning of each video, that pisses me off, too. You can skip in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Finally, you can skip the video. I don't know whose dumbass idea that was that YouTube start doing that crap. That's annoying as hell. But yeah, totally ad-free, I should say. Totally ad-free on his website. That's what he says is going to happen this Monday when he launches WrestlingInformant.com. We will see what that's all about. I mean, I'm telling you, I told you it was going to be a jam-packed show. I knew that Gary Cantrell was calling in to talk about the website, but I didn't know the details or anything about that. We just connected by email, and he asked me if he could come on, and I said, what's this all about? And I said, WrestlingInformant.com, what's this? It's your new job. You're a writer there now. He thought, no. He's like, let me come on and explain it. I said, well, I don't know, but okay, I'll go ahead. It's all you. So I didn't know what the deal was, and now we all know. So, yeah. But ladies and gentlemen, as we prepare to end with 10 minutes left in the program, and I'm going to take a page out of somebody's playbook, a real-life celebrity that I know he checked out the show once in a while. I don't know if it's really him. Because, you know, you create these. I always tell you guys, you know, if you're a guest in the chat room, like guest 958, guest 972, thank you for staying here for the whole 2 hours. We've never had guest stay for the whole 2 hours. Roger, Coffee, DDP, thank you. All the other guests that have been in the chat room for the last 2 hours, wow, that's awesome. I hope you're able to sit back and relax and just, like my good friend Craig Brooks said, sit back, relax, and eat your snacks and drink your favorite drink. I'm still pissed that I can't open my drink. I don't know why. This bottle should be easy to open. No, Roger, it's not one of those. I know you've seen this down there in L.A., Roger, where they've got soda bottles now that look like wine bottles, and now you have to use a bottle opener. No. This is one of those old bottles where you just twist the cap and it should open. I really believe coffee did something to my refrigerator. All the way from wherever the heck he is. But yeah, like I said, there's been somebody going around Blog Talk Radio with the username Jerry Springer. I doubt if it's really him. But I'll use something that he used to use on that crappy show of his back in the day. Final thought. Yeah, if you're on Twitter and stuff like that, you can actually go ahead and tweet that. Matt Alvarez, just you, hashtag Jerry Springer. Final thought. But no, seriously, final thoughts on what's been going down. First, we talked about today on the show, and I never got an actual response from DDP in the chat room, but, I mean, maybe you didn't add to me, pal, because you're not really sure either. The fact that is Texas really ready to welcome the Oakland Raiders with open arms? Because I said a few years ago that the city of Oakland gave Al Davis, when he was alive at the time, they gave him an ultimatum. Fine, you can take the team and move to L.A., go back to L.A., but if you leave, you're going to be in breach of contract with us as the city of Oakland, and we will sue you for lots and lots of money. And part of me saying that in the intro that you hear every week, which is also the outro, you'll hear it in just a second when we go off the air, the city of Oakland literally told Al Davis, if you do this, you will be in breach of contract, and you will owe us lots and lots of money. We will sue you for everything you're worth. And then, check, here's the kicker of all this. Here we are years later, Al Davidson's gone, his son takes over. But before Al Davis died, remember I told you all in 2012 that the city of Oakland came to Al Davis and they said, don't worry about this, we just need your John Hancock signature. Just sign right there on the bottom line, Mr. Davis, would you kindly, please, don't worry about a pin. You need a pin? I have a pin for you right here, sir. And they tricked Al Davis into signing a 10-year lease contract that promptly stated that the Raiders could not leave Oakland for the next 10 to 15 years. I think they're still in the middle of that contract. But his idiot son has no clue what his father did. That's why, I mean, Roger, if you were here in the Bay Area to figure this all out, to see the city of Oakland actually going to war with the Oakland Raiders and the Oakland A's coffee baseball team. Yeah, how do you like that coffee? I threw it back in your face. And there'll be no need for recourse either, because by that time the show will be over and nothing you can do about that coffee. Nothing. But is this contract actually legal? Can Al Davidson's son, who now owns, just pick up and tell the world that he's going to move to Texas and he's taking the team with him? DDP, will the Texans community welcome the Raiders? And secondary final thoughts, hashtag. I don't know why. I just love saying the word hashtag. I guess it's becoming a new moniker of mine. And the whole world will hear about it, either live or when the show goes off the air. I'm telling you, there's a lot of, you know, Blog Talk Radio has the RSS live feed, so if you're listening to me by way of RSS feed or even on Blog Talk Radio itself, yeah, you just heard me say that, live. But is the state of wrestling in true trouble with Vince McMahon losing more than $500,000. I told you all, quote, that it's almost like a scene out of the movie Now You See Me, Well, the billionaire gets decked and tricked into losing all of his money. But this is real life. Like I said, people think that nothing happens behind the scenes of television or any other form of entertainment. Nothing could be further from the truth. What did I say earlier? That people think that they can get away with shit because, well, this is fake, and so what? I used a perfect example of that. Of when the kid from Ohio, because he played too many Grand Theft Auto games, and said, oh, it's cool to kill people in real life. Then because somebody, some fellow classmate pissed him off, he decides he's going to go in the basement where he knows he's not allowed, and he takes his dad's gun, and he just shoots three or four classmates, and he gets caught, and now he'll be in prison for the rest of his life. So what is, where is the fact of real life? Well, this is real life. This is real life, and this is what's really happening in the world of sports and pro wrestling together. And can Jeff Jarrett get this new promotion off the ground like he says he can? Lord God, if it's anything better than what WWE and TNA is producing, maybe yes. Maybe no. I don't know. But that's all the time we have. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, and as always, have a great weekend, and I'll see you next Friday, every Friday, right here on the Sports Opinion Show. I'm out. Peace.
Heading to the top rope, and it's in it! Frog flash! Come on! Get it! Do it! Two! Yes! It's champion!
He looked and he saw his dad, John Hancock, on a brand new 15-year contract. He goes, so now what do I do? They go, well, you're not leaving. You leave, that's a breach of contract, and you're going to owe us $7.6 billion.
Because only the tough survive. That's the reason you ain't in it. And this punk holding the camera reading he ain't in it. Reading these rednecks out here ain't in it because it's a tough business.
Terrific.
What, is that all you got?
I'll ask you the standard question. You know?
Standard question.
I think this is fake.
You think it's fake?
What the hell's wrong with you? That's open hand slap, huh?
Welcome to the Sports Opinion Show.
You have made a huge mistake. And if I ever see you in person, I am telling you on camera, please don't edit this out. I will rip you from limb to limb for destroying my reputation in your phony book full of lies, calling me a somebody who just wants to gain attention to themselves, and a has-been. That's all I have to say about this, Jericho.